It's 4 minutes to eight on breakfast. Time to talk sport with Warwick Hadfield. Warwick, good morning.
Good morning, Fran, but I won't ask you how you are.
Because how are you? I was going to say, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. Look, she may say she's older and uglier, but Libby Trickett, she could well turn into the graceful swan of the swimming championships tonight.
Yes, Fran, it might have got pretty grim, you might say, for Thorpe and Michael Klim, but the fairy story is still there for the taking for the comeback queen, as Trickett is inevitably being called, after she qualified fifth fastest for the 100 metres freestyle in Adelaide last night. Now, what all this means is if she can hold on or do better than this effort, she will be going to the London Olympics, at least in a relay team. But she's got some goodens to beat if she wants to have another crack at a gold medal on her own. Kate Campbell and Melanie Schlanger are the two fastest qualifiers, Campbell in the fourth best time in the world this year. And the other two swimmers ahead of Trickett are Alicia Coutts and Brittany Elmsley, both great swimmers in their own right. But less than a second separates all the finalists, so that's Trickett is saying it's so close now she can almost taste it, and that perma-press grin of hers is back. Also last night, as if it was ever in doubt, James Magnussen qualified for London, winning the 100 metres freestyle for the fellas in the fastest time ever in the new textile suits, 47.10 seconds. That's a second faster than even the great Michael Phelps' best effort this year. Jessica Schipper, she's also on her way to London after winning the 200 metres butterfly. Now, speaking of ugly, in rugby league, Manly Warringah travelled over Tom Ugly's bridge last night to play Cronulla Sutherland, the battle of the beaches, as some would have had it. Well, early the Sharkies kicked a lot of sand in the Sea Eagles' face, 17-0, but there was a Manly comeback, but not quite enough. Cronulla eventually winning 17-14. In Australian football, speaking of Swans, and perhaps the ugly stuff too, because it could get very ugly for Greater Western Sydney in the club's first appearance in the AFL this Saturday night against Sydney. The AFL has chosen to make this game its showpiece start to the 2012 season, which is partly why Israel Folau got off those two rough conduct charges at the match review committee yesterday. Another reason might have been that if the charges had proceeded, it would have proven what a lot of rugby league folk love to argue: Aussie rules is a soft game. Anyway, even though the codes officially aren't a war, it's a bit of a battle royale out west in Sydney, because a lovely bit of timing this. Parramatta and Penrith play in the NRL this weekend, though the NRL might have hoped both sides would have been in better form. But as the Giants discovered by the injury to yet another star signing, Tom Scully, last weekend, you can't have everything. To the cricket, Australia got belted in the Caribbean yesterday, the first time the West Indies have beaten them in 6 years. Whether it's a long-awaited revival of West Indian cricket, we'll have to wait and see. Chris Gayle, one of the sport's more eccentric types, will be back for the rest of the series after the resolution of yet another ugly dispute with cricket officials in his bit of the world. Queensland won the Sheffield Shield yesterday, and Australian women have beaten India in a 2020 game in Vizag. But before we go, Fran, our thoughts this morning are with Jimmy Steins and his family. He's been suffering from a series of brain tumours, and he's said this morning to be gravely ill. A Brownlow medalist as a player, he has passionately led a revival at Melbourne as president before stepping down from that role. But he's much, much more than a football person. He's had a song written about him, and of course he's been a great community worker through the Reach program. So our thoughts are with him and his family. I'll be back with more sport tomorrow, Fran.
Indeed, and a tremendous footballer to watch play too. Thanks very much, Warwick. And yes, our thoughts with Jimmy Steins and the family too.